All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this past Sunday saw the Miami Dolphins eliminated from the NFL playoffs, but still, even in defeat, the Dolphins do not need to hold their heads down. This was Miami's first postseason appearance since 2008. They went 10-6 this season, and it was a great turnaround under first-year head coach Adam Gase. After this team began the season with a record of 1-4, and it's a credit to his coaching style and how he was able to rally the troops. And I think a big part of that was due to the fact that Miami really concentrated and dedicated themselves on running the football in the second half of the season. Running back Jay Ajayi had 1,272 yards on the ground this season, along with 8 TDs, and his rushing performance as far as yardage was the third best in Dolphins franchise history for a single season, behind a pair of spectacular running campaigns from former Dolphins running back Ricky Williams. Now, the fact that Miami was able to run the football as effectively as they did this season really took a lot of pressure off of quarterback Ryan Tannehill as he cut down on his interceptions and he improved his decision-making in the pocket. Now, Tannehill was not available for the Dolphins in their wildcard loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers as he suffered a knee injury late in the regular season, but the Dolphins are very optimistic that he will be healthy for the start of the 2017 campaign. You look at the fact that wide receiver Jarvis Landry is one of the best playmakers in the National Football League, and going forward, you have to like what you're seeing from the Miami Dolphins on offense. They have to get better defensively, as the Dolphins were ranked 29th this past season in defense. They need more playmakers, especially at the linebacker position, where they were very thin this season, as in the secondary as well. And this is going to be big, because you look at the fact that the Dolphins are still playing second fiddle to the New England Patriots in the AFC East, and that is a team that you ultimately have to unseat if you are going to become a division champion. And for Miami, and you look at the playmakers that the Patriots possess on the offensive side of the ball, that's who you have to slow down, and that's who you have to stop. You have to try to make life uncomfortable for quarterback Tom Brady. So heading into the offseason, if you're the Dolphins, you have to focus on shoring up your defense, that back seven especially, if you are going to have a chance to slow down the Patriots. But you look at this team, they made tremendous strides this season. They just came up short against a better Pittsburgh Steelers team in the postseason. Granted, Miami did defeat Pittsburgh earlier in the regular season, and that was the game that got things rolling for Miami as they entered that contest with a record of 1-4, and the rest was history for the second half of the campaign for the Dolphins. But credit to Adam Gase, because every place that he goes, he turns things around. You look at what he did for the Chicago Bears offense in 2015 when he was their coordinator, and how he helped out quarterback Jay Cutler, and he did it again this season for Ryan Tannehill and his offense as a whole. So I really think that things are looking up in South Florida and in the AFC East for the Fins. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the playoff action from the divisional round in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.